Let's go to New York and talk to Ian Williams with Foreign Policy in Focus. Welcome to the programme, sir. Mr. Williams, first of all, how much has Turkey's crackdown on demonstrations in Istanbul and Ankara had an impact on its EU accession bid?
Well, the accession talks are going ahead. The immediate ones scheduled for Wednesday are cancelled. The rest of the European countries sort of hammered out this compromise with the Germans and the Austrians and the Dutch, who wanted to send a message. But part of the problem is, of course, that the Germans and the Austrians don't want Turkey in anyway. So this looks like they're using an excuse. But there are genuine grounds that the rest of Europe recognizes that there should be some type of protest to the Erdogan government about the severity of the crackdown on demonstrators.
Indeed. I mean, will this policy be long-term to postpone Turkey's EU accession bid?
It doesn't look like it from the compromise that was hammered out. It looks like they'll send a signal by postponing talks this Wednesday, but they're going to continue with the overall programme. And, you know, the rest of Europe are looking and they're saying to themselves, hey, we let Greece in. The Greek government put down riots quite brutally. Why are we picking on Turkey? And it's just strange, you know, that there is Erdogan has been castigated for being Islamist, but one commentator pointed out that in this context he was being more Turkish than Islamist. There's a long tradition of what you might call a lack of gentleness on the part of the Turkish security forces. And Erdogan certainly should do more to rein them in, but he can hardly be blamed for what generations of Turkish cops have grown up to do.
Indeed, and how does the EU justify its own crackdown on protests, especially we saw protests against the financial crisis in Europe?
Well, pure hypocrisy. It doesn't, of course. You know, the people can get killed in Greek riots against austerity measures actually being pushed for by European Union countries in Greece, and nothing is said. But in Turkey, it gives an excuse to the Germans and the Austrians to slow things down, which makes Merkel look good, Angela Merkel look good back home in Germany, because she can say, look, I'm holding up the Turks coming in, and appeal to her conservative constituency there. So there's a lot of hypocrisy to go round here. But I think there's a general feeling that the crackdown in Istanbul has not revealed a good side of Erdogan's policies, which in some ways have actually been, you know, fairly progressive. He's been more prepared to talk to the Kurds and the Armenians and the others than many of his ultra-nationalist predecessors. But this seems all to be disintegrating in what looks like traditional, almost Ottoman authoritarianism.
Indeed. Ian Williams with Foreign Policy in Focus from New York. Thanks to you, sir.